For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is their head coach, Jim Scanlon. And coach, another tough loss for your team, but another great effort. You guys got on the scoreboard first, a great first two periods. What was your team doing well during those first two?
Well, I thought we were playing with good pace. I thought the second period was a really good one just in terms of us carrying the play. And I think I mentioned last night we all attempted them 18-8 shots with like 13-6, and had some really good looks. I mean, there were some real good opportunities, and it looked like we were going to get through that period up 1-0. And it just kind of the way things have been going, and we get a bad bounce, a great bounce for them, and it winds up on a player's stick in a slot. She scores, so now it's a 1-1 game going to the third. And even at that point, we felt good going into the third. Had some good looks, and power play had a really good opportunity. There was a flurry there. We just can't find that stick on the puck at the right time. But that's hockey, So like I told them, you're going to go through things like this in sports and in life, and it's kind of how you respond to it.
You know, they say adversity builds character. Your team's got great character already. What is it going to take to get past that point and get the puck into the net?
You just got to keep grinding, Kelly. They're good players. There's a lot of these players have scored a lot of goals for us in the past, and you're going to go through streaks where you run into hot goalies or whatever. So you just got to keep shooting the puck, and maybe today's a new day, today's a new opportunity, and we're going to go out there with the attitude that we're in our barn. It's obviously huge 3 points. So let's get out there and play our game.
How nice was it to see Haley Mack back in the lineup, and how did she do?
Yeah, great. It was great seeing 19 out there. I thought she handled the situation pretty doggone well for being out for a month and coming back after a fairly significant injury like that. That was kind of the big thing for me, was to see how she would handle that, getting into game-like environment mentally, and I thought she did very, very well.
Is there anything your team needs to do better coming into game two?
Well, I think the big thing in the message is it's going to be hard. You cannot expect it to be easy. So you have to have that mindset that you got to play hard. And we just got to play our game. Right? They're already pressing it as is. Nobody likes the situation we're in. But me putting more pressure on them isn't going to help. So they got to go out there and play hard. We always talk about you play your best when you're having fun. Mm-hmm. And that's, we got to go out and have fun and just play our game.
Again, your penalty kill was fantastic. 2 for 2 isn't a lot of penalty kills, but talk about your special teams, obviously getting 7 shots on net during the power play as well.
Well, I thought the first penalty kill, we were scrambling a bit, and that's when I said I thought Mankato definitely gained some momentum in the first period. I think they must have had, the number of shots on that, because we were out shooting at the time, and then after it, they were like 9-6 that they got quite a few shots. But I thought the second penalty kill, we did a really good job. And our first power play wasn't very good, but I thought our second power play was much better and generated some really good chances.
You had a chance to see Abby Ecker up on that line and not just the extra skater tonight. How did she do?
I thought she did very well. Obviously she hasn't played a lot of forward, but I thought she did really well. She had a great shift there in the third period. I thought she did very well.
Coach, any changes to your lineups?
We might tweak it. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe put Haley back with Claire and Paige, Claire and Berge the way they were before she went out. She's our best goal scorer, so if we can get her in a situation where we can get her the puck with some chances, that might help us.
What's going to be a key to getting a win?
Just a good mindset. Like I said, again, Mankato's playing well. They're playing a lot of confidence. Their goalie gives them a lot of confidence. She's playing well. So we just have to know that it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. We got to have that mindset and go out there with a chip on our shoulder.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.